And Paddy, how many families lived in that area? Like, there was a group of houses or homes out there, you said?
Well, in Corcoramore alone, there was three areas in Corcoramore. There was one facing the east, and there was one facing the south, and there was one facing the west. There was none facing the north. Whatever happened, I don't know. The land wasn't formed in that shape. So we were on the east. We were facing the east. We always got the rising sun. And when we were youngsters, we had that to cast at the people on the west and the south side. They didn't get the sun as early as we did. And there was four houses facing the east. And there was three facing the south, and there was five facing the west. So there was 12 houses altogether in the Corcoramore area. Corcoramore is a mighty big townland, but it's just useless. It's wild and swamps. It's very dangerous for cattle or sheep or even for people walking on this land, because there's this little lochan, and you could just step into it. And they reckoned that when we were young, they told us there was no bottom, that you kept going down, down, down. Well, of course, that was to keep us away from these lochans. But there were what was known as glar. That's it was like tar, only not quite so adhesive or as sticky as tar. And sheep used to drop on, maybe reach in to drink and fall on. And that glare closed right over them.
And would just swallow them?
They were swallowed. They were nobody ever knew where they went.
No. Yeah. And Paddy, your people originally came from Wicklow, you said. There were a lot of burns out in that area you mentioned.
I don't know how many centuries ago it would be, but the burns, some of them left Wicklow and came to Donegal, and some came to Mayo, and there's still burns in Mayo. But the ones to Donegal, they came to Glen Columbkill. Now, why they came there, I don't know, because way back in those days, Glen Columbkill wasn't even a town. It was only just a little cluster of houses. And maybe they followed up fishing. Now, I don't know, because fishing was the only thing in those days in Glen. And in fact, in the whole area from Brookless back was all Killybegs and Teeling, and all that area was all, they lived on fish.
But your people came to Wicklow, they came from Scotland originally?
Oh aye, they came from, I heard, it was an old man, he was Sean McCumlach. Now, whatever that is in English, I don't know. McCumlach, he called himself. And I got to know him in London, and he was from, I think he was from Inishowen or somewhere away down that northern area. And he used to follow up people's ancestry. And he got friendly with me anyway, and we got to talk one day, and he said, do you know, he said, I'll follow up the burns and to see where they came from. So he came up with this anyway, that they were originally from a place in Scotland called Kinlochleven. And he told me, like, how long ago it was. It must be maybe 16th or 17th century. But, oh, we had it all off, right. And then about us, about our people moving to Wicklow and settled in a place called Inniskerry. And then got tired of that place, I suppose, and headed for Donegal, for Glencolumbkill. Mm-hmm.
And they were originally, you said, called Burn,
B-U-R-N. Aye, and the Scottish people, when they came over, they changed their name to Burn. And in fact, by all rights, I should be Burns.
Burns,
because
yeah.
That's what the name was in the, oh, I don't know, maybe 16th century. But I never called myself Burns.
No.